The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I see animation.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see animation.
Shot, no shot. Brought to you by Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the Points Bet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game parlays, and you can just have a lot of fun all weekend long. College football bowl games start, what, today, Snorling?
That's right, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
You know, I'll be locked in.
10 a.m.
Miami, Ohio, and University of Alabama, Birmingham. Let's go.
Let's go.
Wow.
Miami of Ohio. Red Hawks. Go.
There you go. They were the Miami of Ohio Redskins when I was coaching against them.
Really?
Yes.
That was a wise change.
Change the name.
It was a wise change.
Yes. Yes. A little pushback from the community.
It's a sweet little campus there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Awesome. Good morning to my friend, Secretariat. I hope you had a good night's sleep. The next time you hear that, we will give away a Hawthorne Prize package.
Listen, in this hour.
In this hour. All right, Snorling, take it away.
All right, good morning. I don't know that we need to say good morning to each other because we've been sparring all morning about the Bears. Mm-hmm. But let's get into shot or no shot. I want to ask about the offseason again. Yesterday, Cap and Hoodie agreed offensive line is the biggest priority for the Bears in free agency this offseason. And there may be a talented option to fill left guard from Luke Getsy's old digs. Elgton Jenkins has been one of the NFL's elite interior offensive linemen, and the Packers have a history of letting guards walk, especially when they're capped out, which they kind of are. Next year, they'll have about $4 million in space. So shot or no shot, Elgton Jenkins, not Orlando Brown, should be the top target on the offensive line in free agency.
That's a shot. Look, Ryan Poles is the offensive line whisperer. He and Ian Cunningham, his trusty assistant. Whoever they determine would be the best get to upgrade the offensive line, sign me up. They got cap space. They got opportunity.
And if there's familiarity, that would be good. I have a little bit of PTSD from Lucas Patrick, and that did not work the way that they wanted it to. Remember, Cap, he was introduced to us with Justin Fields on day one.
Correct.
This is how excited we are about bringing him in.
Correct.
He played a minute.
What did he play, seven games? Maybe.
If that.
I think we can still
easily count how many snaps he took.
Correct.
That's a little bit disappointing. But yes, I would think that between Ian Cunningham and Ryan Poles, like, you guys know O-line. And you know that's, you view winning football from that perspective.
So put Braxton Jones at right tackle, and Elgton Jenkins maybe goes to left, or you keep Braxton at left and Elgton Jenkins at right. Whatever it takes.
You can put Elgton Jenkins at left guard and move Whitehair back to center.
Could do
you
that too.
You can shuffle a lot of things. If you have someone with that kind of talent.
Look, I never played O-line. If they tell me Braxton Jones is good enough to be the starting left tack, go for it.
Yes.
Let's go.
Do you know he's the only player who's played every single snap on offense this season?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Very cool.
I'm also impressed.
I want them to get it turned around. I'm just, I think, more realistic than most.
I think we have to be.
Yes.
I think we have no business getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes. Shake.
All right, Ryan Poles has had far from an A-plus debut as a GM. The Claypool trade really sticks out as a major failure so far, but we can at least say he nailed the Jaquan Brisker pick. Brisker leads the team in sacks. He's fourth in tackles. He's forced a fumble, has an interception. He's been excellent as a box safety. Matt Eberflus has even said he's surprised by how far along Brisker is this quickly, and he's really the banner carrier for a rookie class that's mostly promising. Kyler Gordon, Jack Sanborn, Braxton Jones. So shot or no
Trenton
shot.
Gill.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, the punter.
He's been solid.
Shot or no shot, Jaquan Brisker is a pillar for the Chicago Bears to build around.
Do not hate on kickers. There is a shot, yes. And that's why that is a total shot. And that's why I'm excited that he was cleared from concussion protocol and back on the field. I want to see over these next four games, beyond a college football length season, I want to see what he can do, building off what he started with, but to like be that foundational piece in the secondary, to prove his place there and to prove that they got it right. And so far he's shown that, but now you're going against the elite of the league. Show me again.
Agree 100%. Shot. I think Brisker is going to turn out to be a really impactful player for a long time. Just stay healthy.
I want to ask about the Bulls, because the Los Angeles Lakers are looking in the trade market for players to help turn them around and get them back into being a serious contender. One name that's reportedly found its way onto the Lakers' wish list, Zach LaVine. There was interest from the Lakers and LaVine during free agency last summer. We all remember that theater. And with the Bulls in free fall, there really is an outside chance they could just blow this thing up. So shot or no shot, if the offer is right, the Bulls should trade LaVine.
That's a shot. And that's Zach LaVine. I've always been a big fan. His basketball IQ is substandard. Basketball IQ, not his regular IQ. His basketball perceptiveness. He takes some of the stupidest shots I've ever seen. You can move all that money, get a pick back. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, they need to do something. They should not be 11-16. Speaking of being what your record says you are. Like there was such promise around this team, but they did nothing in the offseason to really keep up with the East, right?
Agreed.
So this would be a move that would not only get everybody's attention, but would hopefully set them up to be the kind of successful team that they are built to be, or they want to be built to be.
Well said. I'm all in. If they could trade him and get really serious draft capital, I know they got to match the money and all that.
Right.
Figure that out. I'm in.
Where would that stand in like failed signings? Would it in our city?
If you recoup a lot to help rebuild, I don't think it's a failed signing.
Okay. That just giving him the
if
max
he
was
walked
not
out the door for nothing, Carlos Rodon.
Don't get me started.
Right.
For nothing.
By the way, did you hear how they got that deal done?
How?
I'll wait till I tell you that story.
Geez. Okay.
Why don't you tell it? I'm going to go with an impromptu shot or no shot. I did not have Rodon on my sheet, but I'm going to add it. Shot or no shot, letting Rodon walk, biggest failure in recent White Sox history.
That's a shot.
That's a shot.
How about this?
For sure.
So Scott Boras is at Fenway yesterday to get the press conference done with Masataka Yoshida, who signed with the Red Sox.
Yes.
He's a good player from Japan. While there, he got on his cell phone from Fenway and got the Yankees to sign Rodon for $162.
Dear
People
Lord.
Are like, okay, you're just clowning us now.
Yeah.
You're in Fenway and you're getting Rodon
That's
to the Yankees.
Unreal.
$162. So the White Sox let
Does
him walk.
Does he represent on-air
Yeah, exactly. He literally walked out of guaranteed rate for nothing.
For nothing.
We're not going to give you a qualifying offer because we're afraid you're going to take it.
We just feel like we can find another pitcher to fill that spot for
us. He made $22 million and pitched really well for the Giants.
Really well.
And got $162 to go to the Yankees. So he got $184 million from the moment the White Sox said, yeah, we're out.
Can you imagine? Like, just the way he must feel. And he'll come back to the South Side with the Yankees. That, I mean.
Him, Rizzo.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Our teams are doing very little.
Our teams are not players in their leagues.
It's
across the board, Cap.
Pathetic.
It is.
Beyond pathetic.
It's embarrassing.
By the way, did you see the Ricketts announced they're doing their family session at the convention?
They are. I love that one.
I love that they're going to do
this. I love that they're going to do it.
That could be a bloodbath.
It is such a stark contrast between the North and the South Side of the city, baseball-wise.
Sox canceled Sox
They best. Canceled it because they didn't want to face the music.
Wow.
Is it really that stark of a contrast? I mean, the Cubs at least are facing the music, but
no,
teams look the same right now.
No, you're right. You're right. I guess I just meant like putting themselves out there and like owning what they're not doing as opposed to.
Really, really impressed they're doing that. Somebody tweeted, here's the schedule of events for Cubs convention. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. That's this. Excuse me? Ricketts family session?
It's one of the best things that they do.
And then as soon as they get off the stage, in walks Jed and Carter Hawkins.
It's like, awesome.
Wow.
If you're going to convention, you will find a seat and stick around for that.
I don't mean to program marquee, but if they're smart, both those sessions are on television.
Yes. Yes.
You want to get people to tune in?
It's a big if.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're not dumb.
No, they're not. That would be a very wise move.
You got to put that on television.
You've got to. That's must-see
appointment
television.
TV.
Appointment TV.
Memo to Mike McCarthy, the GM. Memo to you. Get those two things on TV.
You should send an email.
I will get my coffee. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I will get my coffee and sit down and go.
Same.
Oh, I can't believe you asked that question, but it's awesome.
It's awesome. Oh, yeah. I would watch every second of it. Yeah. They should put it on TV.
Yep. Shay.
San Francisco 49ers won their third straight game with Brock Purdy either starting or getting the lion's share of snaps under center with Jimmy G sidelined for injury. The Niners clinched the NFC West with their win last night. They will be in the playoffs. They will be one of the top seeds and get a home game. And they look about as talented as any team in the NFL. So, shot or no shot, with or without Jimmy G, the Niners are Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, that's a no shot. They're not winning the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy at quarterback. They're just not. I do not believe that they are Super Bowl contenders if they don't have Jimmy G back at quarterback.
I guess there's a shot, but it feels very far-fetched. Now, we all know that crazy things happen in the postseason. So there's a shot. They'll be there. They'll at least have some sort of a skin in the game, right? Like, they'll at least be there. They'll at least be in the postseason. They'll have a chance to pull incredible upsets. And you don't think Brock Purdy's playing out of his mind? Like with such drive and energy?
I'll be shocked.
Well, yes.
They're so talented around him.
They are.
They
got a really good roster. They do.
They are. It could happen. I don't think it will, but it could.
Just dump it to McCaffrey, and that's it.
Yeah, again and again and again.
Yeah,
I mean, how about the two double pump fake shotgun pass play that opened Kittle up just free in the middle of the field for a touchdown? Kyle Shanahan is as good at play calling right now as he's ever been. The punt on 4th and 2 after drawing them offsides was idiotic. Stuff like that might hurt him in the playoffs, but this team's as talented and well-coached as any.
Yeah, look, I just don't think they can go to the Super Bowl with him at quarterback as a rookie. I don't. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Their roster's loaded.
It is.
Loaded. So, all right, we have to do our football picks. Who's leading, Snorling?
I am.
You're in first now?
I am 27-14 over the last month and a half.
I can hear you smiling.
I'm on fire.
How about that? All right, we will make our picks next.
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he falls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around. Do we have college in here too, Snorling?
Couple games. One of the games happens today at, I believe, 2 o'clock.
I can't believe there's a 10 a.m. game.
I can't.
It might be 10:30.
Either way, it's lovely. I'm into it. Do you like Saturday NFL?
Yes.
I do, too.
I love it. I'm so happy about it.
Brett and I will literally be locked in for 3 games Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling. Now, I gamble only on days that end in a Y. So, looking forward to that. Oh, man. We got college football, hockey, basketball, college basketball, NBA, and I said NHL, and 3 NFL games. Oh,
that's
my
God. That's insane. Yeah, that's insane.
The sports and equinox.
I have in the basement, because of what I do for a living, I have 5 TVs.
Yeah.
One of them will be on the TVG.
You have 5 TVs in your basement?
Yes. Horse racing channel. So I'll have the horse racing. I'll have different sports on the other four. And Brett and I are down there going, all right.
We like. Do they each have their own remote?
I have a master remote that covers four of the TVs.
Dear Lord.
Covers three of the TVs, and the outside two have their own remotes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We only have two in our whole house, two TVs.
You don't want to know how many TVs I have.
Only two?
Yeah, I know.
I have three.
I know. We need one in the basement where I work out. The kids have been asking for one in their rooms, but it's not time for that. Anyway, we got to get to these games.
I have 11.
Shut your actual mouth.
I have 11.
11 televisions?
I do.
One in the bathroom,
what?
Too?
I have one in the master bathroom.
You do?
That's my
Is
wife.
Is it in the shower?
No. You could see it from the shower.
Of course.
That's my wife. She watches very little TV. The only thing she watches is Channel 9 News. Sorry.
I will try not to be offended.
Channel 9 News in the morning at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
When she's up for work. That's her TV. That's it.
It gets one channel.
Pretty much.
That is unbelievable. So every room in the house has a
office, master bedroom, master bathroom, family room, out in the back outside.
Yeah.
It's five. And I have 5, 6, 7. I have 12. Sorry.
Oh,
12.
My gosh.
And then I have stuff going on the iPad or the laptop.
This guy has more TVs than we have games to pick. That's unbelievable.
Take that.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
All right, let's get the standings out of the way and then get into it. I am in first, all the way up from the cellar early in the year, 66 and 57. Caps in second, 61 and 62. The fourth chair has been a mixture of people, 59 and 64, and Hoodie bringing up the rear, 57 and 66. Let's get started. Number 25, UTSA, a 1.5-point favorite taking on number 24, Troy, the game everybody wants to watch, the Cure Bowl. I am going with the Roadrunners of the University of Texas San Antonio, 1.5-point favorite.
Go ahead, Dion.
Since you're leading, Shay, I will, I guess, say that. I don't know anything about either of these teams. Never even heard of the Cure Bowl.
Me either.
Okay. So, yeah, what Shay said, sure.
Okay. Jake.
Give me UTSA as well.
Hoodie also has UTSA.
Okay. Give me Troy.
Florida against number 14, Oregon State. Oregon State a 10-point favorite at the Las Vegas Bowl. Too many points. Give me the Gators.
Yeah. I'm saying the same thing. That's too many points. Florida.
Jake.
Not for me. Give me Oregon State.
Hoodie is on the Beavers.
So the line is what?
10.
That's a lot.
I love Alex Brown. Give me the Gators.
I do, too. That's why. And you know Hoodie is picking Oregon State just to spite AB.
No question.
All right, let's move on to the Shield. Colts at Vikings. The Vikings, a 4-point favorite. I've been on this for weeks. I've been wrong a few times in the week by week, but I think overall I'm correct. The Vikings are effing frauds. Give me the Colts.
Oh, no. I'm Vikings. At home? The Vikings.
Give me the Vikings as well. I think they bounce back.
Hoodie is also on the Vikes.
Hold on.
He's consulting his paper. No, for the audio. So
my picks that I put in the paper with Sylvie and with Potash. I'm going to take the Colts.
My man, that's a very intelligent pick, David Kaplan.
Thank you.
Ravens at Browns. The Browns, a 3-point favorite. Lamar will not play. Tyler Huntley, I believe, is starting for the Ravens. And I'm going with the Ravens because, quite frankly, Deshaun Watson stinks. And I cannot get behind the Browns as a favorite with the way he's playing right now.
This is very tough for me because if there's any team I do not like, it is the Ravens. But I'm not even a fan of my own team right now. I'm probably going to have to take Baltimore, too. Deshaun Watson, this has not been a good experiment. So,
yeah, I will take Ravens, never putting money on the Browns.
Hoodie on the Ravens.
I will also take the Ravens.
Dolphins at Bills, 2 to 4 inches, excuse me, of snow is expected.
I wish it was feet.
Two
That'd
to four
awesome.
Feet.
They've
they'd
had that before.
They'd have to play it in Detroit again. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected, 20-degree wind chill. The Dolphins needed heaters in 55 degrees in Los Angeles. They're way too focused on the temperature. They're not focused enough on the team they're playing. Give me the Bills.
Oh, definitely the Bills. What are the Dolphins like? 0-9 or something in games that are below a certain temperature or something
yes.
like that? Yeah, they're not good. No, absolutely the Bills.
Yeah, Tua looked horrendous last game. I'm going the Bills.
Oof. Yep, Give me my Buffalo Bills as well.
Hoodie also picked the Bills. It's a clean sweep. Cowboys on the road in Jacksonville to take on the Jags. Jags kind of a darling home dog favorite here. Everybody's all over them. I think the Cowboys go in and just commit a murder. Everybody's been focused too much on the way that they played against the Texans. Cowboys kill them. Give me the boys.
I appreciate the passion. I think we can choose different words to say yes. about a game.
There's nothing wrong with that. We gotta lighten up. Let's get into the edginess a little bit.
No, I'm not with you on that. But I will say, I agree. Cowboys, roll. Easily.
Jakey. Give me my boys to destroy the Jaguars.
See, now that's the way you say it, Shay.
Yep. Give me Trevor Lawrence. Give me the Jaguars. I'll take the four, but they win the game outright.
Wow.
Yes.
Right, with conviction.
Sorry, Jake.
Hoodie on the take Cowboys. That. Lions at Jets. Jets, a 1.5-point favorite. Lions, chic dog. Everybody loves them, but people are betting the Jets. I'm a little nervous about the Lions going on the road this weekend. I am taking the New York Jets.
So am I. And now that they've established Mike White and Zach Wilson as the backup, and they are rallying around Mike White, they're at home, they need to win. Yeah, I'm going Jets.
I don't care about that secondary. I'm riding the hot hand. Give me the Lions.
I'm with Cantu. Give me my Detroit Lions. Honolulu Blue, baby. Let's
this
go.
Might scare you a little bit, Cap. Hoodie's finally believing in that Motor City Dan Campbell.
Keep
he's
him
also
off
picking
the bandwagon.
The
he's been trashing Dan Campbell. Yeah, he can't handle the fact that he was wrong.
He's finally picking the Lions. All right. Patriots on the road in Vegas. The Josh McDaniels revenge game. Raiders 1.5-point favorites. Patriots are in some trouble this weekend in Vegas. I'm taking the Raiders.
I'm not. I'm going Patriots. I'm going Patriots on the road.
Me too. I'm going to go Pats on the road as well.
Yeah, I am going to take Bill Belichick and the Patriots to slap down that arrogant little Josh McDaniels.
He was your guy. You picked him for the. You had him in the Super Bowl conversation.
I just said a long shot play when they got Devontae Adams. Not a Josh McDaniels guy.
Right. They're not that good of a team.
I'm going Patriots.
Yeah.
Hoodie has taken the Raiders. Bengals, 3.5-point favorites on the road in Tampa Bay. This is one of those very odd NFL spots where I think I just have to take the Buccaneers. I know they're awful. I hate them. I don't want to bet on them. But this is just one of those strange road spots for Cincinnati where you got to take the home dog. I'm going with the Bucs.
I don't know. Bucs are terrible. They're a mess. Tom's got a lot of ish going on. I think I'm going to take the Bengals. I am.
Yeah, I took the Bucs last week and they got me, so I'm going Bengals.
Yeah, I saw the video that high price escort put out.
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
No.
It had Tom's head on, like, a body that she was with and what she would want to do with Tom now that he's available.
Oh, for the love.
Tom's off the retention plan. He's ready to roll. Give me the Bucks.
All right, our beloved at home taking on the Eagles. Sorry, Eagles, dear. A 9-point favorite. Oh, by the way, Hoodie took the Bengals. The Bears. I'm going to take the Bears +9. There are people on this team who are playing for their professional lives. The Eagles, I think, looking ahead a bit to the Cowboys. And just the fact that they have the NFC basically locked. Well, the Bears have people who are going to be playing for their professional lives to stay in the NFL next season. Give me the Bears +9.
I'm taking the Bears too +9. That's a lot of points. And they've been in close games. And they're excited for the opportunity. Bears.
Jake.
You know, I was going to take the Bears. I have it circled on my sheet, but I'm going to switch and take the Eagles. They score a couple points late and cover.
Yeah. Hoodie on the Eagles as well.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles to win this game somewhere around 37-17, something
wow,
like that.
Wow, really?
Yes. Yes.
Blowout.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Those are our picks. Don't run and bet all your mortgage money on that, but there you go.
Follow me. I've been very profitable.
Hey, dude, in the Sun Times, I am 116.87.5.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's impossible.
That's actually, if I can keep that pace up, I will have the highest winning percentage in the history of the Sun Times cheat sheet.
It just means the next 2 years, you're going to have the worst years you've ever had.
No question. There's no question about that. Absolutely. All right, Courtney Cronin will join us. Double C with the latest on the Bears, brought to you by Wintrust. Courtney is next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Now, Courtney Cronin.
Double C.
Bears Insider. And Irish dancer?
I was an Irish dancer, probably like 10 to like 13.
Takes you into Hallis Hall on Cap'n Jay Hood.
Double C is one of our favorites. And Courtney Cronin is brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. Double C, does anyone else in your life beside me call you Double C?
CC is more common, but I like Double C. I'll work with it. I think it's nice when people come up with their own nicknames because I feel like my initials are pretty, it's pretty easy to remember because they're the same, but I like Double C. We'll roll with that.
I'm just excited that I learned that you were an Irish dancer.
See, I think this is something your daughter needs to get into because okay. I know she's into like tumbling, gymnastics, dance, all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I did it in Glenview. There was a place, my neighbor across the street, Sheila Driscoll, now Sheila Tully, had the Tully School of Irish Dance, and we did it at OLPH in the basement where I literally would go to, like, CCD every Saturday. And it was great. Like, I wasn't very good, obviously, but it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's it. Courtney, come over and teach Noah some moves.
That's it.
I will do that, and then we'll have our wine night.
That sounds
to recover from that trauma.
I cannot wait.
So, Courtney, let me ask you, what are you looking, hoping to see? Because, like, Shea's taking the points, and so is Dion. Oh, this could be a competitive game. I just don't see that because the Bears are banged up. And I don't know if they're going to let Justin run the ball as much as they probably need to if they're going to try and be competitive to win the game. What are you looking for?
I mean, at this point, I don't know how much the offense is going to change. Because remember coming off the week six, you know, mini bye that they had going into that Patriots game, there were a lot of new things that they implemented. And I asked Justin Fields about that yesterday, like what he expected. And he didn't really expect it to change all that much. Specifically to the point of injuries, like they're banged up across the board. And I just don't know how many tweaks and modifications to what they've already done they can do with the personnel that they have. Frankly, whether it's this game, whether he splits and it goes with the Buffalo game too, I would like to see him break the Bears rushing record, which should come this weekend because I think Bobby Douglas is 968. And then to get to 1,000 yards, like I know that there are going to be people who criticize the way that he's run and that it's a byproduct of the system and kind of like what's really not around him this year. But that's elite company. That's company with Michael Vick, with Lamar Jackson. Like, that's what I'm looking towards because I think you're right. You got to look for specific things here the final 4 weeks of the season. And whether that's Justin Fields and the continued development, taking a step off of where he was, forward from where he was in that Green Bay game, that's all you can really hope for the final 4 weeks of the regular season.
Courtney, when you asked Justin about that yesterday, it caught me because you said, is it surprising to you that you're that close to a thousand yard rusher as a quarterback in 2022? Can you help us understand just how elite that is for the way the game is played right now?
Yeah, and I think what he said to that I thought was really interesting because He was not a running quarterback at Ohio State. I mean, Cap and I have talked about this. Like, he had a really elite pocket presence. Granted, he was playing behind an NFL-caliber offensive line in college, and you have receivers who all you do is throw the ball to a spot and expect them to get there because that's what happens when you play with elite talent. But, like, this is not something he expected. It wasn't a goal of his because this was not a skill set of his that was utilized all that often at the collegiate level, and certainly – you know, last year you saw little glimpses of it, but nothing until really, you know, week seven this year. Mm-hmm. So, and I think too, like when you think about like the day and age that this, you know, this game, this part of the NFL, this era of the NFL, like think about the two MVP candidates this season, like the front runners. It's Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And, you know, Mahomes, and for all of his scrambling ability that we've seen in previous years and you know, all of the broken plays that he's able to turn into something, his rushing numbers pale in comparison to where Jalen Hurts is. And I just think that that's, it's still a special quality for a quarterback to have where you don't have to always rely on that, but you can turn to that when you need it, like a dynamic playmaking ability, when teams want to take away the threat of the pass. And Hurts has done that. Now, in the case of Fields, he certainly had to compensate in moments with his legs. And of course, they want to find balance. They want to find ways to protect him. And as Matt Eberflus says, they always want to make sure they're running him in a smart way. But I still think, like, that's elite. That's just elite category to be a part of with Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. That's the only two that have done it since 1950. And of course, like, if you went back before then, I mean, the quarterback position was, the game was controlled by running backs back then. So that's like really when the data starts. That's incredible. And for him to do it this year, when it's been such a trying year, and for him to get records like that, I think that that's something that this team should kind of lean into here the final month, because that's important.
Okay, so I want you to give us your honest, like, long-term look, because Shea keeps telling me there's talent on this roster. They can turn it around in a year. They can get to the playoffs next year. And I don't see that. I hope they get Jalen Carter or Will Anderson at number two or three. I hope they sign some really good players in free agency. But the roster is so deficient in so many areas. I think it's, you know, 2024, you should be a lot better. 2025, you should have multi-draft classes that give you depth, give you talent, and Justin should be cooking. So are you more where Shea is or where I am?
I'm more where you are, Cap, because I've said this before, like, the Bengals model of going from worst to the Super Bowl, like, sometimes that works. When you have an elite talent like Joe Burrow and you pair him with somebody like Ja'Marr Chase, and, you know, that's important. That stuff can sometimes work out, but those deficiencies will end up getting you in the end. And what was their biggest deficiency last year? The offensive line.
Yep. He
sacked a ton. And that's where you can poke holes in the philosophy that you can make this like a quick fix. Like, I've always thought, like, since Ryan Poles took over and started this teardown, that it would be something that's probably a 2 to 3 year process. And it's not saying you can't get to the playoffs in the second year of this rebuild, which would be the 2024 season. I think that it's short-sighted to think that you can make all of these adjustments in the matter of one off season and expect all of that to pan out. I mean, think about the people who were clamoring for Chase Claypool to come on as, you know, quicker than he has. And granted, he has only been here since, you know, the trade deadline, but that stuff takes work. And there's no exact science. Like, the hard part is hitting on your free agents. The hard part is hitting on your draft picks. They have the capital to do it. They have 8 draft picks currently at their disposal. They'll be fine in terms of the resources. But how do we know those resources are going to pan out? I think you have to build in the cushion there to expect, yeah, you are going to look better than you did this year. This was rock bottom. They're on a 6-game losing streak. It's the second longest active streak in the NFL right now. And I think if it gets to 7, that's their worst streak since, you know, the late 2000s. It's going to look bad for a while before it gets better, but that doesn't mean they can't take some steps next year. I just think it's short-sighted to think they're winning the NFC North after a 1-year rebuild, because look at how Detroit's done it. They've gone, and they're a 6-win team right now, but they've gone very deliberate in their process of building the offensive line. It's a 6-year process for them. Going and drafting 3 players right away, first, second, and third round on defense, guys that are contributing a lot this year. That stuff takes time to come to fruition.
When you look at the Bears defensively, what do we want to see from them over these last 4 games to kind of feel like they have, I guess, a foundation for moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I know that Matt Eberflus said that they're going to, you know, consider rotating some guys in on the defensive line. I don't know if that'll change much in terms of the pass rush. I really don't think it will. I would like to see some of the younger players, though, because it sounds like what you can glean from Eberflus, they're set at linebacker right now. He said that that was status quo. But everything up front is in such flux because we really don't know who. That's the top priority in the draft and free agency. Like, is Justin Jones going to be their 3 technique next year? If they can upgrade, he probably is not on this roster. What about your edge rushers? I'm not so sure that, you know, Travis Gibson and Al-Kadeen Muhammad have done much to earn themselves a spot here next year. Mm-hmm. So I think that being able to get some of the younger pass rushers experience. And I know we've seen it with Dominique Robinson, that's fine, but you know, Armon Watts on the inside, like finding ways to incorporate younger personnel to see, hey, is this somebody that we want to keep around next year? You know, it's build out depth, because the Eagles are a good model for what this Bears team should want to be like, because they're balanced. And I think of that pass rush that they have, and I've said this a couple times, when I covered the Vikings in 17 and they went to the NFC Championship, they were a team that was rooted in the defense, and that was a line that had 9 guys in rotation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you build a pass rush. You don't just rely on, like, you're starting 4 or saying it's, like, all up to the 3 technique. It's the rotation on third down, on obvious passing downs, where if you can start finding ways to build out that depth, obviously you're going to be looking towards 2023 and what you can get in free agency in the draft to really shore up that area. But I think that has to be the priority going forward, because they're not generating any pass rush with the guys they currently have. So literally, what's the harm in trying somebody else?
Yeah, right. It's funny. I'm looking at the Eagles. Their front 4 of Graham, Hargrave, Sweat, Cox. You can even factor in Milton Williams in the rotation. But those first 4, 8.5, 8, 7.5, and 6 sacks, the Bears combined on their roster, including Robert Quinn, who plays for Philly, they have 6.5 combined. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, a good pass rush, I mean, of course, it's cool when you, like last year, like seeing Robert Quinn amass 18.5 sacks,
was
that's
cool.
Awesome. That's exciting. But it's not necessarily a sign of a healthy pass rush when it's all coming from one place. I think that the way that they diversify that in Philadelphia, and of course, it's obviously part of their rush scheme. It's not that they're just like, all right, well, you know, Fletcher Cox, you're responsible for this many sacks and you know, divvying it up that way. It's a byproduct of the rotation. It's a byproduct of how differently they rush from time to time. And that's, I think, what the Bears should want to build up front. And that should be the model for them.
Have a wonderful weekend. Hope you get your holiday shopping done. And we are very thankful to have you on our side.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
She's the best.
Double C, Courtney Cronin, brought to you by Wintrust.
I might start calling her that, too.
Double C.
I like it, Double C.
It's a cool nickname.
It is.
Bleck and Abdallah, get a life, left something in studio for me.
Oh! Oh, the shots are fired. It's fantastic. It's worth waiting in your car to hear what they left for Cap.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
They need to get a life. We'll be right back.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Guess that's still a no on the holiday tickets, huh?
Danny,
I made a nice request.
That is Danny's.
JC, let's get a little Nat King Cole in here, huh?
Coming.
That is Danny's.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I mean, there's so many to choose from.
Play something from Die Hard. That's a good Christmas movie.
No.
That's a Christmas movie.
I'm not having this argument. We're not having this argument.
Are you telling me Die Hard's not a Christmas movie?
Not a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
Okay.
100%.
Why is it not a Christmas movie?
Well, I don't know, but I don't. It's Die Hard. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't, that doesn't feel warm and cozy to me.
Well, they That's got not... Christmas music. They got a Christmas party there.
Okay.
Argyle's rocking out in the limo to Christmas stuff. Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie. All right. Well, maybe I'll watch it again tonight and see if I agree.
There you go.
I don't have time for that. But when I do have time, I will do that.
It's a great movie.
Love Actually is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
What movie?
Love Actually.
Never heard of it.
Really? It is amazing.
How about this? So we go to a movie every year on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
My wife and I, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law is no longer with us. But when she was alive, she was part of that. And we go every Christmas Day to see a movie.
Okay.
He wants to go see Avatar 2.
Really?
And I've never seen Avatar 1.
How do you feel about this?
I don't like science fiction or... That
nothing
type
about
of stuff.
I cannot agree with you more. Nothing about that movie is interesting to me.
Did you like the first Avatar?
Never saw it.
I saw it yesterday.
He saw the second one.
Is
it
good?
I really enjoyed it.
Did you like the first one?
I didn't care about the first one. Very quickly, and then we have to get into what Black and Abdallah left for you. I'll just say the movie's too long, about 40 minutes too long. Mm-hmm. The plot's mediocre. The first one, the plot was mediocre. But it, in terms of visuals, it looks maybe as good as anything I've ever seen.
It's 3 hours plus of your life that you will not be getting back, no matter if you enjoy the visuals or not.
You know what?
3 hours of your Christmas
day. I'll be blessed to be with my family or my wife and my father-in-law.
That is the right attitude to have. We're together. That's all that
matters. And I will have plenty of bets going on Christmas Day basketball and bowl games and NFL football. Wait a minute. Christmas Day is on a Sunday this year, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm out. Do they have like a 9 a.m. movie?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Christmas Day.
We got to go like 8, 9 a.m.
Right. Get it done before kickoff.
Yes. Yeah. Kickoff's at noon.
Yeah. So you're going to have to go at 9 a.m. to have kickoff. You'll miss the first quarter. Like, it's that long, right, Shay?
3 hours and 12 minutes, yeah.
Plus trailers.
Is that with and credits?
I went because I have the unlimited movie pass, so I only pay like $6 to go see it. I would say if you're paying full price, like one, it's only worth it if you see it in IMAX, because then you get the actual get the actual feeling of the visual. Child?
No, wait, I'm confused. If you have the unlimited movie pass, isn't that what you're paying for? Why are you also paying for
Because you
movie?
Get the upcharge for IMAX. If you go see any regular format movie, it's free.
He lives the life.
No, that's more power
awesome.
To him. More power
he gets to
him.
Go to. He likes going to the movies by himself.
Oh, I love going to movies by myself.
I went by myself yesterday.
I love going to movies by myself, too. Yeah.
So I've seen one movie in the theater since 2018.
Which was?
One. Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
And went twice.
Oh, yeah.
And then bought it on my iPad.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
TV.
I liked it a lot.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big movie guy.
We must not be either. I can't remember the last time I was in the theater.
Like, Shay named some movies. And I'm like, what's that? And then was the show that you said, White Lotus?
Yeah, I don't know.
I never heard of it.
Everybody who works here watches that show. I don't know how you haven't heard about that.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
Right.
Can you enlighten us?
White Lotus?
Yeah.
It's about a hotel. People are guests at a hotel, and there's a mysterious death that happens at the end of the season, but it gets teased in the first episode. It's just like a satire on... It's like a comedy on people who are living high class at a hotel.
So it's funny?
Yes, very.
Not scary?
No, not scary at all. It's very funny.
I had never heard of it. He mentioned White Lotus, and I'm like, what's that?
Sounds
like,
scary, doesn't it?
A lot of gratuitous sex scenes, yes. If that's an issue for you. A lot of gratuitous sex.
I got Pornhub. I can get that.
Wow. Oh dear God. Oh, my gosh. Is it time for a break? I don't know what to say
now. Hold on. What did Black and Abdallah leave for me?
What?
You can't drop that and then quickly detour back to the Bears' failed
quarterback.
It's a
work computer, Cap. Relax.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What did Black and Abdallah leave for me?
What did they leave you, Kaplan? Isn't it right in front of you?
No.
This Deontay Johnson article, the article from ESPN, Deontay Johnson
There's
was the Steelers.
Nothing in front of me except the Chicago Sun-Times,
I
my
have it
phone,
right
and
here.
Our
Maybe P-Hub. They left it here for me. Mm-hmm. They thought you were going to sit over here today. But it was about Deontay Johnson supporting Mason Rudolph starting over our boy Mitch Trubisky. Your boy Mitch Trubisky.
Okay.
You don't care?
Mitch hasn't played well. That
Mitch
team
has not
stinks.
Played well. That team stinks. Yeah.
If Mason Rudolph deserves a chance, play Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see the Steelers do something more disastrous. Whatever.
Come on, they're better than that.
Poor Mitch, though, man. Mitch is a backup quarterback. That's his proper role.
That's it. He'll be Chase Daniel the rest of his life. It is what it is.
And hey, look, Chase Daniel's bank account called and said that's not a bad thing.
Correct.
So do it well, and you'll get paid well. The end.
Correct. So
the end.
I appreciate Chris and Adam leaving me a article. It was very kind of them to think of me. Yeah, it is what it is.
They helped you with the show prep. It was nice of them.
Yes, very nice. They're my friends.
They're givers.
I got something for them. Anyway, Dion wants to weigh in on the state of Chicago sports. We've wanted to get to it. We will in 2 minutes.